We are lucky enough to have this great expert, award-winning expert now, I can say, right?
Yeah,
Sarah.
Exciting.
Yeah, Sarah Koglin is here in the studio with us this morning, and she is going to talk a little bit about blogging today. And, of course, very exciting to talk about this topic of blogging because it is becoming more and more popular. Sarah Koglin is, of course, with Redwood Valley or RV Tech Solutions. So good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming. Yeah, well, thanks for coming back in. And last time you were here, kind of talked just a little bit in general about social media and how it can be such a great tool for our businesses in the area to get the word out about yes. themselves. And more, we are shopping online first before yes. we go to a store, aren't we?
That's right. Research. If you think about it, you're probably doing it yourself. And so that's kind of why we do all of the what we call online marketing and social media. Getting your business out there, your organization, nonprofits, everybody who needs somebody to find them. So
yeah. Well, blogging, I think we have to, first of all, explain a little bit about what blogging is and how it maybe is beneficial to businesses.
Yeah, when blogging really first started, it was more of a personal thing. And like we were just talking, we could have personal blogs that tell the stories of our lives, that kind of thing. And blogging really has evolved into more business blogging. And really, it is a way for businesses to tell their story online. But if you've seen articles on a website that are in a chronological order, or you've seen an article that you could leave a comment or ask a question on, that's more than likely a blog. And that's basically what it is. It's a platform for adding content to a website.
And for bloggers, still there's personal and business out there. Is that right?
Absolutely. A lot of personal bloggers have turned into business persons because of it.
Yeah, it's actually interesting that you should say that because there is a pioneer woman, Ree Drummond, I think is her name. She's on Food Network.
Okay, yeah.
She actually started out as a photographer and a blogger, and she blogged about her cooking and recipes and life on the ranch, and now all of a sudden she's...
Yeah.
on the Food Network and has, I'm sure, hundreds of thousands of followers. So
yes.
it has kind of become that for
it
some
is.
People.
It's an opportunity to be discovered, that's for sure. So if you have a passion, get your blog going.
Yeah, absolutely. How can this be beneficial for businesses in our area?
Well, basically, when we build websites, we like to add the blog to the website just so that people can easily add content to their website on a regular, consistent basis. So the blog is just a simple way to put more content out there. And basically, the benefits can be that you're updating your website on a regular basis for people, but also search engines. Search engines love new content, and so do people. But it's also a way for you to kind of, like I said, tell your story, tell people more about your business, that kind of thing. So it's really a great tool or a marketing tool for on the web.
I would imagine that there's a times where you've had an experience with a customer or you've had an experience with a product or something in your store that can be a great testimony, like a personal testimony.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite lines from Lee Oden, who's the author of Optimized Book, he came and spoke with our social media breakfast last year. His favorite line is, "Facts tell and stories sell." So if you can use your blog to tell the stories of your customers or how they're using your products and services or give testimonies, it's perfect for that.
How does somebody get started with blogging? Because it seems like it's kind of a scary thing. And is it the kind of thing that you have to keep up as often as you do with like Facebook and Twitter?
You know, it's not something that you need to keep up every single day. But the more you can add, the better, of course, for people and for search engines. But yet I always get that question, what do I do or how do I get started? And some of the simplest things that you can do are just answer your common customer service questions. Answer what people call your store or your office about and what they're wondering. Put that on your website because if they're able to learn about it before they have to make the phone call, it's a great way to put things on your website or your blog. But you can also tell about how your products are unique or the special things that have to do with your services, or maybe even just tell the benefits of your product or special ways you could use your product or services. Those are easy ways to just get started with blog articles.
I know I have seen some of our businesses in the area, they go to markets and they're looking for new products. And it's kind of fun to follow them like at the market of what they're seeing. And, then you look to see if that's coming back to the store. I have myself found some of those things fascinating.
Absolutely. It is. You can use a blog for anything. And that's one thing I should mention is that a blog doesn't have to be called a blog. We have a lot of people who use it for news and information or for education. It could be maybe a recipe blog for all those fresh vegetables you get or that kind of thing. But yeah, definitely we have, you know, in our area alone, churches are using their blogs for education and ministry. We have a local accountant who uses their blog to keep the customers up to date on all of the changes and regulations. You know, like the RAC, they use their blog for telling history lessons and trivia and fun stuff like that. But definitely, there's a lot of different ways. You know, the hospital will educate people on healthy living or meet the staff or that kind of thing. So the more you just kind of think out of the box of what people want to know about you, the blog is a perfect place to put that out there. If you have a retail store, you can tell more about your products. I love how Polly at Fun Camp Stove tells basically what the best camp stove is if you're hiking and camping in the mountains. But you can take pictures, you can have a video, basically educate people about your product in a fun way.
Yeah. Now, for someone like me, I haven't ever done any blogging, but I was telling Sarah that when I went to Iraq, I did kind of what I would assume is blogging, is basically I kind of wrote a little paragraph every day about what I was experiencing and seeing. It wasn't necessarily all of it a news story. It was more like a little bit of personal emotion having gone through the experience and that sort of thing. And I know a lot of people read it and found that to be interesting, and for me it was kind of a great way to journal the experience too.
Yeah.
But you know, that was more like a news story almost every day. How does someone go about getting blogging or that integrated into a website if they've already had one?
Yeah, you actually a while ago when blogs started, they were pretty separate from normal static websites, and now we combine and put the blogs right into your website on one platform. There's several ways to do that. But, you know, you can start free blogs. There's free blogs out there for personal blogging. Businesses can use blogs as well, or they can build them together with their website. But it's easy always to combine what you've already started. But one thing about the blogging is that I think now more than ever, the online world is all about building relationships, and if you can let people see the personal side of you, you know, they want to get to know you, but even if it is, you know, involving your business, and the blogs are such a great way to do that, too.
Okay, excellent. If somebody has a website already, they want to work on integrating it, is that something that you can help them with?
Oh, absolutely, definitely. We love helping people who want to put content out on the web on a regular basis. So yeah, you can find more. We do a lot of blogging, a lot of blogging ideas and tips, and on my website at rvtechsolutions.com.
All right. Very good. Good information again today. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
And again, congratulations on your Chamber Award. I think it was very deserving. I was really excited. The three winners, four winners this year were, I thought, right on.
Oh, thanks. It was awesome. And what a great group of people to be with. And I'm humbled. Love working in this town and the people around here.
Now, thank you, Sarah. Sarah Kuglin, again, is a web designer and social media marketing guru, a professional that's right here in our community. We're very lucky to have her. She's with Redwood Valley Technical Solutions. RVTechSolutions.com is her website if you'd like to check it out and get some more tips and ideas about how you can maybe take your business from being just in your community to actually worldwide and getting people to know more all about you. So great ideas there from Sarah Kuglin and RV Tech Solutions. We've got a sports update just around the corner.